When it's really late at night, feeling lonely, just turn on your radio to 6PR, and that man we know will be there with us.
Our friend John Lewis, he's the warm voice that listens to us.
How old is this man called John?
John Lewis.
Good morning. Nice to have your company. 5 minutes after four here at 6PR. And I've got a new friend of ours on the radio that we're going to be having a chat with. Now, she likes country music so much so that she records her own albums, of course, makes some beautiful music. She's worked with some really big names. And I'm wondering if you know this kind of music.
Way down my wings, and I have wasted precious time on the difference between a dollar and a dime. Kept my heart under wraps and watched my life slip through the cracks. Finally, it dawned on.
That's the sounds of a young lady, charming lady, Laura Briner, joining us here in the studio. Good morning, on the telephone. Hello there, Laura.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. That's a beautiful song there. Who's singing along with you?
Well, we've got some fantastic background singers on there. So they just really, really great people on the record, from Becca Bramlett to just amazing singers. Amazing people that are just really blessed to be a part of it.
Gee, it must be a challenge, because I'm thinking you write these songs or choose these songs. You think, okay, well, these are the songs I want on my album, and you decide how you want to sing them. But then you've got to think, now, who can play the music the way you want it played? I mean, there's lots of people who play a bass guitar and drums, but you've got to get that sound that is just right for you and a personality that matches too. Does it take a long process to get all that together, or is it just easy picking out from Nashville?
You know, there's so many unbelievably talented players in Nashville. I mean, gosh, people who've played with so many of the greats, from Elvis to, like, my steel player who's played with Tammy Wynette. I mean, just absolutely amazing musicians and absolutely great, nice people as well. And, you know, when you're looking for songs, you want things that speak to you. If you haven't written the songs yourself, which two of the songs I co-wrote on my album, Make-A-Wish and Hometown Heroes, but you really want to get with people that really get what you're all about and the things that you want to say. I mean, you want it to be songs that people can relate to, or that it's something that they've experienced in their life. Or, I mean, that's what country music is all about. It's real life experiences and love and pain and suffering. It's things that we all go through.
You've really had those real life experiences with your brother, and that's how you got involved with Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they, of course, love your song that you co-wrote, Make-A-Wish.
Right. I'm so lucky and so blessed. I love working with Make-A-Wish. I mean, it's children, and they should be living their dreams just like I am. And, I mean, to be able to work with just amazing people like Eddie Bears on drums and Kim Parent, who did some background vocals. I mean, those are the kinds, when you surround yourself with amazing idols and people that you look up to and amazing musicians, and these kids should be living their dreams playing soccer and not worrying about yucky chemotherapy and doctors and shots and things like that. They should be living their dreams. And to me, what better way to give back than through a song? And, you know, going out, and I go out and grant these wishes for kids, and it's just a great chance to be able to share with everybody else what Make-A-Wish really does.
It's some good things you do there, and tremendous to think that one of your songs would be involved in that way. You know, you've worked with some big names, or maybe I could put it this way. Maybe some big names have had the pleasure of working with you. Clint Black, of course. I think everybody knows Clint Black, Sugarland, Craig Morgan. How do you feel, or what's involved? What do you learn, do you think, when you work with artists like that, Laura?
Well, you know, it's really, I think what's so great about country music is that it's all a family experience, and everybody kind of, especially with Clint, I mean, he really took me under his wing, and he was kind of like, you know, it was my first national tour, and obviously he's a legend. I mean, what an amazing career he's had and is having, and I mean, zillions of records sold to, you know, many number ones, so... it was just a really great experience to be able to get the whole road life experience with him. And he was really, really cute, actually. One night he brought me on his bus. He's like, hey, Laura, you know, I'd like you to come on the bus for a second. I'm like, and this was right before our show. And I'm like, oh, no, what did I do? And he's like, you know, Laura, instead of drinking water on stage, why don't you drink this concoction that I make? And I'm like, Clint, really? Like, two sips, I'll be two sheets to the wind. I'm a very cheap date. I don't drink very much. And he's like, no, it's hot water and honey. It'll clear all the phlegm out of your throat. And I was like, okay, I can get with that. So, I mean, it's just really, really cute things. And obviously, Lisa, his wife coming out on the road, which was really neat. And she's just a sweetheart as well. And, but yeah, I mean, people you look up to, I mean, to be able to share the stage with a legend like that, or Emmylou Harris, or, I mean, even Sugarland, who's doing so great, too. I mean, just, it's really been a family experience, and just, it's so great to be a part of it.
What a lovely experience to be out there doing what you love so much. And
yeah.
When you're out there singing, and, of course, you know, you're working with such big names, it just must be like, you know, you talk about the thrill and the family. Wow. Does it make you look back in your early days of putting on your shows? I think it was in the family cellar. Is that what you did?
In the basement, yeah.
Basement.
We actually, you know, it's funny. I actually, my sisters and I, my sisters were my my background singers and dancers and backup dancers, and they and there I was with the metal spoon, and we used to charge my parents like 25 cents per ticket.
You charged them?
Yeah, of course.
In their own home?
And actually, my parents saw the same show at least 3 times. Every day, and they were like, oh my gosh, if we have to see the same show another time, we're gonna do ourselves in. And so it was a lot of fun, but I mean, that's really when I knew that this was something that I really wanted to do. I wanted to be able to touch people's hearts and make people smile and really be able to give
tremendous.
Back and share it through
so
music.
How did it progress from there? Did you learn what happens next? Do you learn to play guitar? How do you get to be a great country singer? Do you form a band? Do you, I don't know, what
happened?
Well,
happens? It's kind of all of the above. You know, there's not really a set recipe on how to do it, but you really, for me, I just always wanted to know as much as I could. I mean, I did internships in the music industry. I performed at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., did Tony and Tina's wedding. I was in part of that off-Broadway show, and just really anything that I could really get my name out there and my face out there and really... get to know your fans, because really, honestly, we wouldn't all be doing this if it wasn't for our fans. I mean, it's the people that support you and let you live the
sure.
dream.
So I guess as a bit of a clue or advice to an upcoming singer tuned in right now, if they had the choice of maybe doing a couple of gigs at the local pub or birthday or something to make some money, because all musicians always need money to pay for more instruments and more guitar strings and things, or if there was the chance of doing a gig where you maybe didn't make so much money but you got a lot more exposure, what do you think would be more important as your top tip?
Well, I think, you know, I would say probably the one with more exposure, but you know what, it's really you can't really forget where you came from either. You know, I come from a really small town in Maryland called Mount Airy, Maryland, and I always tell people it's turn left at the cow, right at the church, and keep on going. But I think it's, you really can't forget where you came from. So, I mean, I think either way, you know, obviously more exposure is great, but you know what, it's just getting your name and your face out there, whether you're playing in a small bar to a big arena. I mean, it's, you know, you're just getting there and getting out there and letting people hear what you do, and
sure.
and you're sharing it with them.
And you got to be doing what you love, right?
Amen to that.
Absolutely. Now you've,
because life is good.
You've done so much that, I mean, not only are you a great singer, of course, and you are clearly a great songwriter with your songs on the album, you've done acting, you've been on the off-Broadway show, is that right? Yeah, you were saying earlier.
I'm sorry?
So you've done acting as well?
I have, yeah. You know, I just wanted to be able to walk into any situation, and if somebody said, hey, Laura, can you do this, or can you do this time step, or can you play this part in this show, or sing this? I always wanted to be able to say yes, you know, and be able to be able to do it all, and be able to just to really get in there and get out there.
And you went out to one of my favorite cities. It's just so much fun, Las Vegas. You were there at the, I think it was the Luxor. You were the first ever live act.
I know, it was so great, and you know, it was one of the neatest things was to see my picture on the Luxor Towers. There were two 20-story pictures of myself, which to me, that's like the tallest I'll ever be because I'm obviously very, very short. So it was very neat to be able to, like, we were landing in Vegas, and you could see it from the landing strip, which was so amazing. I'm like, oh my gosh, there it is! It was just really, really neat. And you know, you kind of feel like when you've dreamt about things for so long, and then you're able to hold your CD in your hand, or to be able to see a big, giant, life-size, you know, poster of yourself. I mean, you really feel like, okay, you know what? This is a cool dream, and I'm living it.
Isn't
that
special?
It's like one of those. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to pinch me kind of moments.
Isn't that tremendous? And the best thing I like about it is you made it happen, Laura. You know, you could have kept just singing at home, but you said, no, I'm going to take this the next step. I'm going to step out. I'm going to do what it takes to move further with this.
Yeah, and actually I think that's something that, you know, if somebody was aspiring to do what I'm doing, I think that, you know, to be an entertainer, I think that's really what you got to have is guts, you know, and just perseverance, just keep going no matter what, whether somebody tells you no or they don't like this or whatnot. You just got to keep going and know in your heart that that's what you're supposed to be doing, and you wouldn't be doing anything else.
That's right. Well, we see the glitz and the glamour when we see the album cover and we hear the great music, but what do you reckon you've had to miss out on or cut back on to get to where you are, Laura?
You know, sometimes it's doing what I do, it's hard to plan ahead sometimes. I mean, I think, especially with different family events, like I'll say to my parents or family members that, okay, you know, I can be there, but if something comes up, you know, I've got to take this. And so that's been hard. I mean, but everybody, I'm very blessed because I have a really great family that's very supportive, and I'm so blessed to have that. And they understand. They understand it's my dream. They understand, you know, the commitment and the dedication that it takes. So, to me, it's those kind of a things. But we make it up in other events too with my family. So we'll kind of combine it at another time when we all get together.
Yeah, because they do say these things are a lot about hard work, isn't it? So how do you become an overnight success? Well, first of all, you've got to work really hard for a lot of years. And then away it goes. Hey, I'm just interested, Laura, when folks get your album, and there's that beautiful picture of yourself on the front cover on Trying to Be Me.
Oh, well, thank you. Actually, you can get it at www.laurabryna.com, or we can also get it at AGR Television Records, which we just signed a fantastic deal with them. We're so excited. We got to come over to Australia. Actually, I've been there. It was great. I loved it, so we got to come over and come back. So they can get my album there as well. So,
well, we certainly do like our country music here in Australia, that's for sure. So I guess the easy website for us to remember is laurabryna.com.
Yes.
I think we'd remember that, Trying to Be Me. Now, what took place when you were getting the album cover done? Do you remember that photo session?
Yes, it was. We actually did it out in L.A., and it was a lot of fun. You know, it's really like, it's all about creativity and really what you want to say, you know, when you're talking about songs and what, I mean, you want to make sure that the images convey the songs that you're singing about. I mean, basically, as a singer, as an entertainer, you're an interpreter of song. So it's, I have to tell you, and I'm a girly girl to the nth degree, so I love doing the hair and the makeup and all that fun stuff. So it was a really great fun time having a girly estrogen fest. So, but it was so neat, and it's really neat to be able to collaborate with so many people. I mean, even though it's just my name and it may be my face, there's so many people that go into making a record, and you know, to me it's very, very important to make sure that not only is it the interns or the musicians or the hairstylists, everybody gets recognition for it because it's a group event. And
I should say, too, that this interview we're enjoying is made possible thank you to Eileen Kosh in Los Angeles, the www.eileenkosh.com, and her hardworking assistant, Carol Lee. Good on you, Carol Lee, and many thanks to you ladies. And also thank you to Daniel, my hardworking superstar producer. And I do love recognition. Laura Briner, the new album, Trying to Be Me. I think, Laura, before we go, we've got to hear some more of your music. Do you reckon we should play another... Hey, Laura, do you reckon we should play another track of your album? Yes.
Well, I would love that. And actually, a fellow Australian, Keith Urban, co-wrote this song. It's called According to the Radio.
Oh, he's a good fellow, Keith. What, was
he
it good at hanging
and
out with
very
him?
Very pleasant to look at too.
Oh, you think so? Well, let's.
And so is his wife.
Hey, Laura,
yes?
I've got a radio challenge for you. Would you like a radio challenge?
I would love a radio challenge.
People love radio challenges when you can't get out of it. Here's your radio challenge. I would like you, Laura Briner, to be a radio DJ and introduce your song According to the Radio. Can you do that?
I can do that.
Go for it. Here's your radio challenge. Goes now.
Hey, everybody. It's Laura Briner. I am so excited for you to hear this. My new song. I'm so excited. It's co-written by the super fantastic and handsome Keith Urban. It is called According to the Radio, and I hope you love it. Hey, everybody. I'm Laura Briner, and you're listening to the handsome and very, very talented John Lewis.